Thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hunters, visit G&W Meat for your deer processing. That's G&W Meat and Bavarian Style Sausage Company. G&W processes each deer separately, so the venison you get back is from your deer.
The Big 550 is celebrating the 12 days of Christmas our way by giving the gifts to you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for that day's $250 gift card from one of our sponsors, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes. And John Carney will announce the winner the next weekday. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift card from Oryx.
Merry Christmas!
From Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market, Redexum Turf Products, Plus Jewelers, Heidi Sewing, G&W Sausage, Brody's Lamps, and the Big 550.
Oh, oh, oh.
KTRS.
Merry Christmas!
That was like the worst Santa Claus impression I've ever heard. Who did that? Do we know who did that?
No, I know.
Merry Christmas!
It wasn't me. Jose's pointing at me. It wasn't me.
You know what that means? It was Jose. He who smelt it dealt it.
Yeah, that's right.
And he was so quick to... Not me. It was Jose. Bad Santa, Jose. I think there's already somebody already took that title. It is time to check in with Jose Hernandez. I don't know how it went last week. I wasn't around. I'm sure it went fine. But, folks, let me tell you something. If ever there's been a time of year where you could use the advice of this guy, it's now. Because you're faced with, I mean, hundreds, if not thousands, of electronic gizmos, devices, and it's very confusing. Here, he's here to help you, and he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the original $189 window, Window World. And now, phone numbers. I almost forgot how to do this. From most cell phones, star KTRS. Dan, what's so funny?
Nothing.
What? No. What?
You
no.
You almost forgot to do it.
And that's funny to you?
Yeah.
Hearing other people in trouble, is that's funny?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Dan, you know I've been ill. I had a cancer diagnosis and memory issue from a little statin that I took. And that's funny to you, I guess. Yeah. Apparently still funny.
Yeah.
Well, I'm with you. It's funny to me, too. So, we agree. Here are the phone numbers from most cell phones. Star, KTRA, you snorted. From the cell phones where that doesn't work, you can call 314-9, you snorted again, 314-969-KTRS. You can always use that, also that number on non-cell phones. Then there's 888-550-KTRS. Now you have everything you need to call, and I'd call now. First, there's a monologue here to deliver it, Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
How are you, Jose?
Frank, I'm excellent. How are you?
I feel really good today, and I think it's because I'm back working. You know, that's what it's all about, is work. Oh, wait, I was thinking something else.
Right.
Now, I do want to throw this in, and I think you'll agree with me. I read a terrific article this morning on not a specific number, but how many, meaning it's going to be thousands and thousands and thousands of people will be either giving a drone to somebody.
Yes.
Or buying a drone. And before you speak, and you can agree or disagree, as a guy who has flown lots of remote control airplanes, helicopters, drones, big ones, small ones, this business, folks, about anybody can fly it. That is not true. That's just not true. And I'm going to predict thousands of crashes by December 27th. Because, look, my advice, if you get a drone, first of all, you don't give a drone to somebody who is never going to be able to fly it or appreciate it or doesn't really even want it, because they're not cheap. A decent one, they start at $300-$400 up to a few $1,000s. You can get a tremendous drone. Let's see. The DJI has this Mavic Pro. It's $1,000. It's beyond belief. Now, But even at 300 or 400, if they get it in the first flight within 30 seconds, the thing's smashed a million pieces or gets away from them. You need to know who you're giving it to. And if it's for yourself, you need to know that if you're a beginner, don't get a real expensive one. Yeah, that reasonably priced one. But this is going to be an issue. And the interesting thing is, I don't know that we'll ever have real stats because nobody wants to admit they crashed it. I know for a fact I've known people who got remote control flying things, and I finally had to go, hey, how you liking that? Oh, and they finally tell you I crashed it after 30 seconds. I've done it. I've done it. I've dropped one in the lake after 30 seconds. So think before you get into the drone thing, because that's going to be a big electronic category this year. That's all I had, Jose. It's all yours.
No, I absolutely agree. And if you're going to purchase one, the people that you purchase it from, talk to them about what are the most common parts on it that break.
Yes.
So kind of like we tell people, batteries. Buy batteries. Buy batteries.
Well,
it's
and speaking
thing.
Of batteries, buy at least one extra battery for the drone. Folks, drones at best will fly 25 minutes. Some of the new ones, 10 minutes.
Right.
And you flew, and you barely got it off the ground, and now you got to wait 2 hours for the thing to charge. You get an extra battery.
Right. Also buy, like I said, extra parts that are consumables. Blades are normally the issue.
And normally they'll give you one set of blades.
Right. Get some extras.
Also, look for the drone that have protected blades. They're in cages, so you can't, clip something with them. That's a great feature for a beginner.
Right, and as you head toward the $900 to $1,000 mark on drones, many of them are gyro-stabilized and have features that when they're running low on power, you set a GPS coordinate and say, come home. Or if it loses a signal, it returns to the coordinates it has. So even though you could get away with a couple hundred dollars, those are almost more for experienced pilots than new pilots.
Because they don't have those safety backup features.
Right.
And Jose's right. As hard as it may seem to believe, I have a DJI Phantom 3 Standard. When it came out, it was close. It was about $1,000. Now I think you could buy them all day long for $500. But it has a feature, several features, but among them, it knows when it's low on power. And it's not waiting for you to bring it home. It comes home on its own. Look, if it knows it has 12 minutes left and it knows that it's going to take 10 to get back to you, it's coming home. And that's a tremendous, and Jose's right, without that feature, you may have saved money, but you lost your drone. Hey, you buy another one. And the stabilization is important because in wind, especially more than 10 miles per hour, you don't want this thing being blown off course or out of sight or something. It'll hold its position. So there's a lot to know, just like there's a lot to know about TVs and everything else these days. Yes, technology is great, but the more of it there is, the more confused we get and the more complicated it is. All right, now it's all yours.
Thank you. A law firm in Texas is suing a nursing student for $200,000 after she posted a negative review on them.
Wow. Teach them.
The situation is there's a 20-year-old nursing student. She was involved in a car accident and had received, according to her, poor service from the law firm she hired. She had posted it on Facebook and gave them a Yelp review of 1 star.
And they're suing her?
They did sue her. Actually, all got all the way to court.
And do we know, is it still going on?
It just concluded. The law firm had emailed her threatening notes saying they were going to file suit. They ended up filing suit. She contacted a lawyer. The lawyer presented to the law firm, to the court, that this is what's called a slap. It is a strategic lawsuit against public participation.
Ooh.
And U.S. Congress, there's either one working its way through or has worked its way through in the U.S. that says that as long as what you're saying is true, that you can't be sued or threatened with lawsuit to make you take it back. The judge sided with the defendant and ordered the law firm to pay her $27,000 in attorney fees.
Well, here's the thing. If you state an opinion, if I went on Facebook or whatever and said, I don't like this company.
Right.
There's nothing to sue me for because it's not a statement you can prove. You can't. It's true. I don't like them, but that doesn't mean they're no good. But you can't argue with the fact that I don't like them.
Right. And as Scott Sherman said, the truth is always going to be your best defense. If you're speaking the truth, there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah. So, boy, that's very unusual for. I mean, that's what Yelp. That's what this stuff is for. I don't like it. I wish it didn't exist because it is easy to sample. We've talked about this before. If you're in the hotel business, your competitor's doing well. You go on anonymously and cowardly and go, yeah, I slept at this place. It was horrible. I could hear everybody next door. The beds were terrible. The mattress, and it's a competitor doing it. And it's not true. That's what I don't like about that stuff. What else do you have?
Apple has decided to take on Google Maps again. I remember back in 2012, they had a little disaster when they removed the pre-installed Google Maps out of iOS 6 in favor of their own mapping software, which really wasn't ready. And, oh, people were dying because it was telling them to drive off cliffs and into lakes.
Yeah, that was a bummer.
That kind of didn't work too well. So they've decided to step up their efforts and close the gap in their own mapping application next to Google. They're going to use drones to capture updated map information faster than the existing fleet of camera and sensor-based minivans that Google uses.
I would think that's another great application for drones.
The problem is that the FAA, you know, those people that require you to register your drone,
right,
mandate that drones can only be flown during daylight hours by licensed powers, and they are not allowed to fly over people.
Do you know that you said by licensed powers? Did you know you said that?
No.
Yeah. You meant pilots.
What was he supposed to say?
Pilots? Yeah, did you mean to say license powers?
Close enough.
Okay.
Thank you. We're done. I'm out of here, man. Bye-bye.
No, I was hoping I could point out that he did something wrong because he never makes any mistakes.
Right.
And I just like the opportunity to catch him doing something.
Is that how we are now, Frank?
Yeah, it's exactly how. It's how we've always been. What's the matter with you? We're here to tear each other apart.
There are many things that are wrong with me. Thanks for pointing out.
All right, one more time. Is that it?
Yes, please.
One more time for the numbers. And remember when Jose said batteries, 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 batteries. You see a good deal on AA's, AAA's, D's, C's. 9 volts, and that most popular disc battery, Jose, it's a 2032, right?
2032 is correct.
That is the most used, it looks like a nickel, sort of, a thin nickel, that disc 2032. You might want to have a couple of those on hand, too. 314-969-KTRS, or from most cell phones, *KTRS, or 888-550-KTRS. Let's start with Brian. Brian, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Brian. How are you?
Good. I got a question for you. I have a, we bought a wireless security camera system that I hooked up myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I can plug it right into my wireless router, and then you can look at it through your phone.
Yes.
But when I put it there, it was messing up my router where our internet wasn't, our wireless wasn't working like on our laptop and stuff. So they said I needed to move that because it was interfering with it. So now I moved it into another room, but do they sell something that I could plug that into that would connect to my wireless router where I could still get it? Or
is the camera itself wireless only, or does it have a connection to plug an internet or a network cable into it?
Excuse me a second. I think I'm going to sneeze. Gateway lock and security. Sorry. Just came out. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The cameras are wireless to the DVR, and then the DVR connects to your router with the Ethernet cord.
Okay.
Is what it's called.
The connection is by Wi-Fi, correct? The camera to the Wi-Fi, okay.
It's Wi-Fi, but the DVR to the router is not Wi-Fi.
And, right. And so the problem is the camera's Wi-Fi signal is interfering with the house's Wi-Fi signal.
Gateway lock and security. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, you should probably be able to go into your router under settings and change the channel in which it talks.
Oh, I see.
There's about 10 or 11 known frequencies for Wi-Fi stuff.
So I just need to go in there and change the channel because they're probably on the same channel.
They probably default to the same channel, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for listening.
Or contact, who is it, Frank?
Gateway Lock and Security.
Gateway Lock and Security.
Jason is next. Folks, we got lines open here. Come on. It's almost Christmas. You know you got 1,000 questions. Jason, you're up. Say hi to Jose.
Hello.
Hi, Jason.
That was to the point.
You guys basically answered my question on Android, but I got one for my 11-year-old son. I paid $140 for it, and it's supposed to have an anti-crash.
Right.
In it. Is that... It is for an 11-year-old. Is that worth it?
Yeah, it should be okay. It, you know, you, you wouldn't want to turn them loose by themselves initially until they learn how to fly it, but they're, kids are much better at learning this stuff than adults are.
Jason, what's the, what do you think the diameter of the drone is, crossways, blade to blade? How wide?
Probably 10 inches a foot.
All right, let me show everybody what that looks like here. Here's 10 inches. That's how wide that thing is. All right, that's a decent... It's not big, but it's not the really tiny little... Like any other aircraft, the bigger it is, the easier it is to fly.
Yes.
And with this anti-crash thing, Jose will agree, there's no such thing. You hand it to me, I'll crash it for you. I'll show you it'll crash. You got to be careful with phrases like that. How old is he again?
11.
Okay. He should be able to...
Jason, what I recommend doing is if you have a community center for your town nearby that has like a basketball court...
Good idea.
Yes.
Head over to there and practice indoors where at least you're not going to have to worry about environment like wind.
Okay.
And if it's going to fly away, it's only going to fly so far.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Ed.
All right, Jason, Merry Christmas. Now, there's a fun dad. He's getting his kid a drone. Would you agree, if you have a son, I think most boys would love a drone for Christmas. It's one of those can't-miss kind of things, I would think.
I would think all kids would enjoy a drone.
My grandson's getting a train. That's one of those throwbacks. It's never gone away, the train set, the tracks.
What scale are you getting?
You know, I don't know. They just told me he wants a train. I'm sure it's whatever entry level. He's three, for goodness sakes. So I don't know. Let's get, who's next, Mark?
Yes.
Mark, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how you doing?
I'm good, Mark. How are you?
Oh, good. Question for you. I got a new TV and set up a new wireless router, and I wanted to hook my Netgear up. And when I tried to hook the Netgear Wi-Fi up to my TV, I get this thing that says physical connection established but cannot connect to the network. Any thoughts on that?
You entered the password?
Yeah, put the password in. For some reason, it's connection says established, but...
But it can't access the network, or it can't access the Internet?
Says it cannot connect to the network.
Cannot connect to the network.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have a network, does he?
He does if he's connecting his TV to his house Wi-Fi.
Okay.
I presume you've tried a regular internet cable, a network cable, to see if that works?
You know, I haven't because they're on two separate floors, but I could do something to give that a try.
It's a long cable.
I understand. You could give that
a
try.
That's what she said, Frank.
Hey, we don't go for that. We used to go for that. We don't go for that stuff anymore. We've changed.
The other thing would be to go to the television manufacturer's website and enter the error code that it's given you and see if anyone else has had that problem.
Okay, we'll give it a try. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Mark, thank you. I want to get one more in here because I like this name, Colette. Colette, say hi to Jose Hernandez.
Hi, Jose.
Hello, Colette.
My question is this. I'm thinking about at Christmas getting either the Google Home or Echo Dot things that I see these commercials for.
Yes.
Are they as cool as they look on TV, or is it going to be complicated once I get home to set these things up?
Can I say something?
Oh, please go ahead.
In my life, I've never bought anything that was exactly the way it was demonstrated on television, ever.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Oh, my goodness. That's like assembled in just minutes. No, a couple hours. But go ahead, Jose.
Colette, do you have a smartphone?
I do.
What brand of phone do you have?
I have an iPhone.
You have an iPhone? Do you talk to Siri?
I do.
Okay, this is pretty much going to be Siri parked at your house.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, if I want to listen to music or anything like that, am I going to have to pay, like, some kind of monthly fee in order for this device to access that music, or...
Do you listen to music now on your iPhone?
I don't listen on my iPhone.
Okay, if you have a service already, this device is just going to...
It's just going to turn it on for you.
Yeah, it'll take all the different things that are coming to it if you have a phone. Or if you have, like, Spotify coming to your phone, you just set up your account with the Google device or with the Amazon device, and it just takes over from there.
So is that going to be... Like, I have songs on my phone, but I typically don't listen to them on my phone. So is that going to be... If it pulls it off my phone, am I going to have to increase the data... availability on my phone? Is that going to be used as data when it runs that off my phone?
No, because you're probably going to have your phone attached to your house Wi-Fi.
Correct.
And the device will also be attached to your network at home, so it'll be a local connection. It won't be a data connection.
Okay. All right. I'll have to figure out. Do you have a recommendation as to which one is easier or more user-friendly?
I've looked at several of them. I haven't picked one yet because I don't know that they've standardized on a format for them yet.
So do you think it's too early to buy one? Should I wait till next year?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because you buy it now, you have fun with it, you figure out what you like. If you don't like it, you get the other one. And the one you buy is still new enough, you could sell it on eBay or Craigslist to somebody else.
Okay.
And you can also get the thermostats and, you know, what they call the Internet of Things, your refrigerator, light switches, all sorts of things will interface and talk to these devices.
Okay, so when and you get to home, do that, that's all kinds of other stuff that I would have to buy then, right?
Oh, yeah, you still have to purchase the additional items. But if you just want to use it to talk to the Internet, it's basically a voice-based Google search, like Siri. Okay. It's like just like Siri.
Okay. All right, good. Well, thank you very much. Oh, and I am in the PM,
by the way. That's good to hear. Thank you, Colette. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. We're out of time. We'll do this again next Monday if Jose will agree to that. Will you agree to that?
He said yes.
Jose Hernandez, he'll be back. And here he is to give you his email address in case you couldn't get through.
It is techquestions@ktrs.com.
And please don't forget, he's brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Thank you, Jose.
You're welcome.
And as we get closer to Christmas, folks, there's no way you're not going to have a whole bunch of questions. So remember, we do this every Monday, right after the 4 o'clock news break. Now, a quick bit of trivia most of you didn't know. Peon probably is not old enough, but he knows a lot of stuff. He's wiser and older than his actual years. Dan, Mike, remember a group called the Four Lads?
Yeah,
yes,
I do.
One of those lads was the father of Frank Ladd. Did you
really
know that?
No.
Yes. No, it's his dad.
Well, we did.
And I understand that it's genetic that Frank is a fantastic singer. That's what I hear anyway.
Wow.
And now, with traffic, son of one of the original Four Lads, Frank Ladd. Frank? See?
Me.
See? Told you.
Exactly. My dad was Augustus Noble Ladd Jr.
There's a name.
I'm just Frank, so yeah.
There's
really
a name.
Up with that one.
Wow.
Working with a crash on westbound Highway 5570, ramping onto westbound Highway 64. It's blocking the two lanes of the ramp. Drivers are making your way around the accident on the right shoulder. Just a moderate backup there. Got an accident in downtown St. Louis at 12th Street and Clark Street. The two right lanes southbound on 12th Street, which is Tucker at Clark, are closed. Clark Street east of 14th Street is closed due to this accident as well. Lots of emergency equipment on the scene. Westbound 64, you're on the brakes now. Kings Highway to McCollinson, then again Spady to 270. Eastbound on Highway 64, it's heavy between Jefferson and the Poplar. Southbound 170, cleared the accident now at Highway 64. You're still heavy between Page and 64. Northbound, drivers are seeing heavy volume now between the Parkway and the roadwork near Natural Bridge. Southbound 270, you're on the brakes between Page and Manchester. This update brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures and banners, to pens, magnets and calendars. Visit staples.com/copy and print for more. Staples, make more happen. Frank Ladd and the Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic Center.
Oh, I see what he did there.
Oh, my goodness.
He sang it, and I told you, it sounded just like his dad.
Yeah.
Did that. Now, many of you know that from time to time I get hit with inspirations to come up with a title of a book or a movie or maybe a quick song or a poem. I just, while Frank was speaking, I realized that I have not spoken with John Londoff for a couple of weeks. We've been apart for a couple of weeks. I just wrote, it's quick, it's a poem called Too Long We've Been Parted. Could I read it?
Oh, well, sure.
Dedicated to John Londoff. Here it is. Too long we've been parted. Hey, who just farted?
Wow, you just came up with that.
I just did it. Yeah, just now.
Awesome.
And now, John Londoff. John, how are you?
Brings a tear to your eye.
It does. Some of them actually do.
Yeah.
John, how are you?
You say that when Frank farts, it brings a tear to your eye?
Yes.
I bet more than that.
probably clears the whole room.
I don't like to use that word, but it was the only word that worked in that poem I just wrote.
My grandma Strauss used to call it...
Using the word fart.
Hey,
I don't like to use it.
John, my grandma Strauss used to call it shooting Germans.
Yeah.
She said,
hey.
Oh, who shot the German?
Yeah, that's not politically incorrect.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No.
You know what my grandmother used to say? Somebody would come when she'd go, hey, who shot a Macedonian?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I couldn't resist it.
Oh, boy. You're on a roll today.
I sure am.
Man, oh, that sure is funny. What nationality are you?
Welsh. Like Tom Jones and Engelbert Humperdinck and all the other...
Aren't the Welsh known for being like real tight, real frugal?
No, they're known for having huge penises.
Yeah, they're known... No.
Now that's funny. That's funny. It's not true, is it?
Oh, wait a minute.
No.
Now, see, if I really wanted to walk the edge and be a little risky, I'd say, well, ask Mimi. But I'm not going to say
that.
No, I'm not going to say it. In fact, edit out that I just said I'm not going to say it because I don't want that to go on the air. But that's the kind of thing some people would do, not me.
Yeah, you just did.
No, no, that was an example of what I don't do. How are you?
Yes, you did. I'm good.
Can I thank you?
I was doing absolutely great until I started talking to you. Now I'm feeling good. I'm cool down right now, but I'll be okay. I'll be all right.
Well, I'm going to make you feel back up again when I remind you of this. We have and these guys know these people. We have a couple of great listeners, Ron and Carol Brittick. Ron and Carol, two of the nicest people you'll ever meet. They've been on, and I'm going to guess, would you guys agree, like 10 of these trips?
A bunch of trips, they've
been on a bunch of our trips. They will be with us again in... Oh, my goodness, like 11 weeks or something when we leave for the Dominican Republic. Ron, a couple of days ago, bought himself a brand new Johnny Londoff 2017 Corvette.
Yep.
Way to go, Ron. See, unlike my wife, I'm guessing Carol likes the Corvette. Oh, honey, you deserve this. I'm so glad you got it. And I really like it. I didn't realize how exciting it would be. As opposed to my wife, I'm not riding in that. Yeah.
Oh, my
so,
God.
So, Carol, way to go.
I got an email from, Ron's son.
Yes, I did, too.
But I exported it to you.
Oh, that's how I got it. Oh, yeah. So what you're saying is he didn't write me, he wrote you.
Oh, they like me more.
Huh.
Oh boy!
That's actually
Ron probably likes you. I think I got a relationship going with his son right now. About he wants to buy a car for maybe a car here coming up. But he was just like his dad. He was thanking me because his dad had such an awesome experience here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And again, well, you're buying a. I mean, let's face it, extremely expensive, gorgeous, greatest sports car in America, the 2017 Chevy Corvette, you know, or, of course, our great Chevy Spark Sonics Cruise. You're going to get great red carpet treatment, but I thought it was awesome, the son, to say, man, he had such a great time. Thank you so much. And by the way, my dad is AM of the PM, so Ron's listening right now, and his son's listening to
his
Ron.
His son's name is Duran. There's Duran Ron, and then there's Duran.
Darren.
Win.
That, yeah, Duran.
Super, super people, and thank you so very much. We had a lot of customers that were AM and the PM that came and bought this weekend. Here's, besides, of course, Ron, and thank you again, Ron, for your business, and apparently he obviously is as crazy about that Corvette, just as you're crazy about your Corvette.
I wrote his son back an email, and I said, my Corvette can kick your dad's Corvette's butt, because it could. It's a Z06. And the back to your statement about he likes you more and that the only way I got it was because you forwarded it to me. No, I'm looking here at three emails from Duran Brittick, and they're all to Frank O'Pinion. It doesn't say... It doesn't say forwarded from John Londoff. It's just right directly to me. And in one of them, he says this. Frank, I sent an email to John so that he might think I like him better, but I actually, in fact, like you better than John. That's what it says.
See, what people don't understand is you really need this. You really need, you know, to have the ego.
Yes,
pushed.
I do. Yes.
When did he send you that?
I don't, okay? I don't. Every day I see the smiles. I see the customers. I see the employees. We just had our Christmas party. Sorry you couldn't make it.
I am too.
I checked
on flights out of Mexico because I was kind of planning on just leave Mexico for a couple hours to fly up to the party and then go back. But they were full. The planes were full.
Well, we missed you.
No, thank you.
I got a Facebook message from Darren, but you say it's Duran.
Well, that's the way I pronounce it. I don't know how I pronounce it.
On Saturday at 4:43, my dad just came by with his brand spanking new 2017.
Well, I got one earlier than you or John. Here's one from 2 weeks ago. It says, in a couple of weeks, my dad, Ron Brittick, is going to be going to Landoff to buy a Corvette. Don't say anything because I want him to think he got the email first. That's what that's dated from 2 weeks ago.
Dad, you know what my dad would say, God bless me, say, the first liar never has a chance.
Hey, my dad had a point.
That first liar never has a chance because in the second, I did this. It's like, oh, my God, it's exhausting.
Your dad was a smart man. What sent you a message?
He sent me a message and said, it's Darren.
That's funny to you?
Great job, Frank. Yeah. You don't even know how to pronounce your friend's name.
Duran.
Darren.
No, he doesn't know how to pronounce his own name.
You know what? By the way, Ron, again, thank you for the Corvette.
I just now got an email right here. Just came in. Here's another email. Frank, I feel like an idiot. I just asked my parents, and my name is pronounced Duran. I've been mispronouncing it all these years. Sorry, Frank. That's what it says. That just came in. Hey,
all right, so let's talk about another great customer.
All right.
Dean and Beth Russell.
Dean and Beth Russell
from Arnold, Missouri. Do you know how many Chevy stores and other dealerships you're driving by?
Seven.
I've been by a brand new 2016 Chevy Tahoe, and he hung out with my son, John the Third. John the Third, he's such a, oh my boys, Johnny the Third, Samuel George, Robert Harry, Timothy Berry. I mean, I love them so much.
Hey, tell your sons, say, hey, you know, Frank's kids all chipped in and sent Frank and his wife, took them to a really neat family resort down in Mexico, and maybe they'll think, hey, we should do that.
My boys do stuff for their mom and me every day.
My boys and my daughter do things for us every hour.
You know, mine do something for me every minute.
Every second.
No, John, not right now. I'm on the phone with Frank.
No, you can't.
All right, Gene and Beth Russell from Arnold, Missouri.
Gene and Beth.
Thank you so much for the purchase of your 2016 Chevy Tahoe.
No, you're going to love it. We have one. You'll love it, Gene and Beth. It's a great vehicle.
What else is going on? How was Mexico?
What was that? Okay.
What was that?
Yeah.
I said, hey, thank you. You'll love it. We have one. And you went,
okay.
Well, you like one of them. I go, like, yeah, thanks, Gene and Beth, but I have one, too. You're in one of those moods today.
No, the way you did it was completely...
Frank, let me just tell you. Frank, you're great. You're great. You're the greatest.
I don't want to be
great. You're the greatest radio show host ever.
No, I'm not. I shouldn't even be on the radio. I know better than that.
You're so funny.
I know better than that.
You're hilarious.
I said I have one, too. You'll love it. Not saying, I got one, too. Meaning, hey, for what it's worth... I have been in one now for a while, and it's a tremendous vehicle. You're really going to like it. That was the intent.
Oh.
You still don't understand.
You said I was the greatest Saturday night, John.
Well, Saturday night you were.
Oh, that sounds not good. Not good. Thank you to your AM and the PM people. Continue, please, to always tell them your AM and the PM. We appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm going to shoot you guys a picture of Gene in the waiting room. He's awesome. He's awesome. We great month coming. In December, we have some great, great, great deals. Literally at 900 new cars and used cars on ground. Don't think we have room for many more to park with 100 employees and 100-plus service customers a day. So you gotta have parking spots for all these great people. But we need to make room. Please. I'm telling you, we're giving great deals right now. A lot of people say, well, I want to wait till the first of the year. Well, the year 2016 goes through Monday night, January the 2nd. Hmm. Okay, so we will, that will be a huge, huge day, but we can still give you a great deal and do the paperwork now, and you know, just predate stuff to January 2nd. Do two sets to be ready. Take the car now. Enjoy it now. Enjoy it for the holidays. It's great to pull up into your family member's driveway or in front of the house and in your brand new Johnny Lundup Chevrolet or a brand new pre-owned Johnny Lundup Chevrolet with the blessings of Frank and the gang.
You bet.
Right, Frank?
You bet.
Yeah, you're the best, buddy.
Are you talking to Dan or talking to me?
You're the best. Dan's second best, you're the best.
Wouldn't it be cool if 900 people showed up throughout the span of this week and you sold every car on your lot?
That would be great.
I would take you all to Mexico.
Whoa. All right, folks. All right, you folks listening, we only need 900 of you to make this happen. Come on. Right.
Hey, come on. I tell you what, let's make it a fair number. Let's see. 350.
I think we can do that.
We've already got about 50 for the month, so you know we're probably at 300 away.
All right. We'll do our best.
We're going to be here late tonight for the great AM and the PM crowd. We absolutely love them. Can I tell you how many times I was out at a friend's farm and we do a plant shoot, and the guy goes, man, now that I've heard your voice a few times, he goes, you're Johnny Londa on Frank Opinion. So I'm known now as Johnny Londoff, who's on Frank Opinion. Not Johnny Londoff, the owner of Johnny Londoff. You're Johnny Londoff, who's on Frank Opinion.
You're welcome.
I do love you, Frank. Frank, did you hear that? Hi, Frank, I love you.
Oh, boy.
I like you too, John.
For all you do for me and my family and for the 100 and almost 20 great teammates of mine here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. So give us a call. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at
Londoff.com. All right, call in some people who want to work extra time because we're going to send you a lot of business.
Thank you very much.
All right, John, thank you.
Good night.
Bye bye.
Thanks, buddy. See you, pal.
Bye, pal, buddy. See ya. Did anybody else take that to be, we have a Tahoe, you're going to really like it.
Yeah.
All that was a good choice, you won't be sorry.
Yeah.
He took it to mean, like, well, I got one too.
I know.
He needs to stop that. That's the kind of thing that destroys relationships. maybe not this one, because we need advertisers. And we're going to talk about that this week later, too. It's been months since I did a little sales pitch for this show, but this show is, I think it does a lot for the advertisers who use it correctly and who advertise correctly, and we'd love to do it for you. We'll talk about that down the road. We don't have time now, because now I have to talk about Ballast Dental Care. My dentist, there are three dentists there, but mine has always been Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe. He started Ballast Dental Care, and he had a birthday just this past week. I want to say, I think his birthday was Thursday. No. Hang on a minute. I'm telling you what his birthday was. Dr. Watanabe. His birthday was last Thursday, and I'm not going to tell you how old he was, but I will tell you this. If you knew, you'd be stunned. He has the energy of people half his age and the passion for what he does. There's no doubt he could be retired. He could have retired from dentistry years ago. But I don't think he can, because I think he loves it, and I think he loves the fact that his patients love that clinic, whether he is their dentist or Dr. Haynes or Dr. Olivier. I have yet to get an email from anybody after all these years, and they've been on for about 17 years. I've been going there for 43 years. I've yet to get an email from anybody saying, well, I made an appointment, I went there, you're full of it. It hurt, I couldn't wait to get out of there, and I'll never go back. Never in 17 years. Here's pretty much what most emails say. I would never have thought there was any way that what you said could have been true, that I would look forward to my next appointment, but I do. What a fantastic experience. If I'd only paid attention and made this move sooner, I can't believe I waited till now. That's what most emails say, and that's what you're going to say. So remember that whether you haven't been to the dentist for 20 years or you were there for 6 months ago, For whatever reason, you're willing to make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care. Your dentist is getting old. He or she has bad breath. They tell jokes that aren't funny. Whatever. You don't like the waiting room. Get out of there. Make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care. It won't take forever to get in. They'll get you in. They'd love to have you. You know why? Because you're AM and the PM. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
It's time for another check on traffic. Here's the singer, Frank Ladd.
Good afternoon, Dan. They've gotten the incident out of the way. Westbound 5570 on to westbound 5564. The ramp completely back open now. Still working with the accident in the city of St. Louis. Right by City Hall, southbound Tucker had the two right lanes closed at Clark Street, and Clark was closed between 12th and 14th Street due to this accident. It looked like there was a vehicle that was up on the sidewalk and into the building there. Working on volume westbound on Highway 64 out of the city, Boyle through McCausland. Then again, some pockets between Spady and Mason. Eastbound 64, some pockets as well. East of McKnight headed through 170 and Big Bend. Southbound 270 are on the brakes now between Page and Doherty Ferry. Southbound 170 heavy now between Del Mar and 64. Northbound 170 slows at Ladue up through the work zone at St. Charles Rock Road. Eastbound 270, normal volume coming around the bend between McDonald and 170. It's heavier. This update brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices on everything you need to ship holiday packages. The Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week and has 10% off UPS shipping until December 24th. Staples, make more happen. Frank Ladd of the Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
It's not too much to ask for your washer and dryer to get your clothes clean and leave them undamaged. It's pretty much the whole point. Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. I want to tell you about Speed Queen Laundry. Since 1908, Speed Queen has continually offered an impeccable wash and dependability. These washers are so durable, they have been tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Best of all, Speed Queen has backed up their washers with a warranty of 3 to 5 years parts and labor. This coverage is worth $250 and it's free. Check out the Speed Queen Laundry at any of the Appliance Discounter 6 showrooms, and as always, our savings are your savings.
Hi folks, Bob Candace here of Candice's Restaurant with some great news for the holidays. Candice's catering staff is ready to bring food to your home or office. Our catering menu includes a 2-pasta special for just $8.29 or a chicken entree for just $9.99 per person. Candice's banquet room seats up to 70 people, and our gift certificates always make perfect presents. Visit Candice's.net or stop by at Holloway in Manchester in West County. Candice's, because you love great food.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
It's the holiday season.
Yay!
Time for the Suburban Leisure Center holiday sale.
Hooray!
Where all artificial Christmas trees are on sale.
Yay!
Choose from short, lifelike trees to trees up to 9 feet tall.
That's taller than my 8-foot ceiling.
And because they're artificial, there are no needles falling off the tree for you to, rake up off the floor.
So it won't end up being the Charlie Brown tree by Christmas Day, huh?
That's right. And of course, once you purchase your lifelike artificial tree that is on sale at Suburban Leisure Center, it's yours Christmas after Christmas.
Christmas after Christmas. You won't have to buy a new one every year, only to have to clean up after it and then put it out by the curb.
No mess. I like that.
But what would your new Christmas tree that you bought on sale at Suburban Leisure Center be without garlands and wreaths?
Pretty lonely.
That's why Suburban Leisure Center has garlands and wreaths to go along with that new tree you got from
Suburban Leisure Center. Of course.
Right. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Anna and Aaron here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company. If you're looking for the perfect gift for that special person in your life, look no further. Give the gift of healthy eating. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating gift certificates make the perfect gift for friends, family, and coworkers, starting at just $25. Give an entire week of healthy, delicious meals delivered to their door. Order your gift certificate today. Call 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or go to SeattleSutton.com.
Do you have jewelry on your list this holiday season? Make sure you talk to my guy, Jimmy or Mike Lordo at Lordo's Diamonds in Ladue. They've been in business for well over 60 years, and they have been selling jewelry to families and families for generations. So if you want an engagement ring, custom work, you name it, Lordo's has competitive prices that cannot be beat. Lordo'sDiamonds.com in the heart of Ladue. Lordo'sDiamonds.com, your family jeweler for life. Lordo'sDiamonds.com.
Every 10 minutes, someone is added to the national transplant waiting list. At the SSM Health Transplant Center at St. Louis University Hospital, we want to change that. Learn more at slutransplant.org.
Some of our advertisers sell things you could give somebody as a stocking stuffer. I don't think you could give anybody inserts from the Good Feed store because you can't pick them out. They have to go. So that's no surprise. Here's the surprise. The surprise can be seen on the faces of people who right there in the Good Feed store get up and walk around, and without saying a word, you can read it on their faces. They're thinking, I can't believe this. I cannot believe that a simple arch support insert took that pain away. But it's true for a lot of people. I hope it'll be true for you. You have pain. It doesn't necessarily have to be in your feet. We've told you this for years. And every week, people finally decide, well, what have I got to lose? And what do you have to lose? Pain, hopefully. Two locations in the St. Louis area on Olive, west of 270, Caddy Corner across from TGI Fridays, and in Shiloh, Illinois, on Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. The Good Feed stores, and you do not need an appointment. It is fine.